Subscribe to DeepL Pro to translate larger documents. Doctoresses of the Church. Par Rodrigo Athanase, since 1970, conciliar popes have proclaimed 6 new doctors of the Church, 1, including 4 women. Never before in the history of the Church has such a thing happened. To justify it, it is argued that this is another form of doctorate, complementary to teaching, a doctorate of life, showing the greatness of the Christian experience lived by women, as this testimony were not already perfectly rendered by the innumerable canonizations of saints, virgins and non-virgins. The present study too shows the incongruity of this novelty, which is nothing more than a concession to the modern spirit, quite different from the homage paid by tradition to the spiritual teaching of Saint Teresa of Avila, sometimes metaphorically referred to as Doctor. Salt of the Earth. Introduction. See, everyone gives Saint Teresa of Avila the title of Doctor of the Church. Proof that this question needs to be asked and answered is to be found in the fact that, in the past, no one has ever thought of giving this title to great saints, even though, like Saint Teresa of Avila, they served as guides through their works and writings. We could mention one of the latest, Gregory of Nerik, 1003, a monk of the Apostolic Church Schismatic, was proclaimed a doctor on April 12, 2015 by Pope Francis. Editor's note 2. The original was written in Spanish. We thank the translator for his work. Editor's note 66. Studes in this sense, Saint Gertrude 1, Saint Mechtilda 2, Saint Hildegard 3, Saint Catherine of Genoa 4, Saint Catherine of Siena, etc. And it wasn't until the calamitous pontificate of Paul VI that Saint Teresa of Avila 5 and Saint Catherine of Siena 6 were proclaimed doctors. In the same vein, it was John Paul Roman II who made Saint Therese of the Child Jesus a doctor 7, and Benedict Roman 16 did the same for Saint Hildegard of Bingen 8. Again, there is no prejudice against these glories and princesses of the Kingdom of Heaven, but the question cannot be dismissed. Why, in Christian times, did the Church never confer such a title on women, and why did it take neo-modernist popes to proclaim women doctors and thus underline the Church's machismo? To answer this question, we first need to establish in what way is the title of Doctor of the Church, and then check whether it is applicable, as modernists have done, to the case of these holy women, and whether it could also be to the case of John Paul Roman II. The question is of particular interest in view of the fact that, in some modernist circles, John Paul Roman II is already being referred to as a possible Doctor of Church under the title Doctor of the Church. Doctor of Mercy. The subject deserves a separate study. 1. Saint Gertrude is a Benedictine saint, considered a mystic and theologian. She lived in Germany from 1256 to 1302. She had a unique influence on spirituality. Because of her cultural and religious dimension, she has been referred to as Magna or Great since the Middle Ages. 2. Saint Mechtilda, who was 15 years older than her sister Saint Gertrude and sang like a Christ's goldfinch, was also a mystical soul. At the age of 50, she realized that her sister and disciple had taken careful note of all her teachings, and that people were hearing about her experiences. Mechtilda was alarmed, but the Lord told her that it was He who had inspired Saint Gertrude to write it down. Knowing this, she calmed down, and even corrected the manuscript herself. This is the Book of Special Grace, or Revelations of Saint Mechtilda. Saint Mechtilda is honored with her own feast day, granted to many convents of Benedictine nuns. Some authors identify her with the Donna Matilda of Dante's Purgatory, chants 27 and 28. 3. Saint Hildegard of Bingen was born a century before Saint Gertrude and was an abbess, foundress, theologian, mystic, preacher, writer and scientist. She even composed 78 musical works and invented the first artificial language in history, for which she became the patron saint of linguists. Her revelations were well known in the Middle Ages. 4. Saint Catherine was married. A mystic, she lived in Genoa, Italy, from 1434 to 1507. She wrote the famous treatise on purgatory. 5. Saint Teresa of Avila, 1515-1582. Spanish, founder of the Descalced Carmelites, mystic, first woman to be proclaimed Doctor of the Church, September 27, 1970, by Paul VI. 6. Saint Catherine of Siena, 1347-1380, second woman to be named Doctor of the Church, October 4, 1970, by Paul VI. 7. Saint Therese of Lisieux, 1873-1897, French Carmelite nun, best known for her Histoire du Nain, proclaimed Doctor on October 19, 1997 by John Paul Roman II. 8 Saint Hildegard of Bingen 1098-1179 was proclaimed a doctor on October 7, 2012 by Benedict Roman XVI, along with Blessed John of Avila 1499-1569, canonized by Paul VI on May 31, 1970. Doctor Softhelise 67. What a doctor of church. Members: Christ's church fall into two distinct categories, the teaching church and the taught church. The teaching church comprises only the pope and the bishops. The priests themselves carry out the teaching function only by delegation and under the control of the bishops. Although numerically very small in relation to the multitude of those taught, the teaching church nevertheless plays a primordial role as the magisterium that spreads the divine truth throughout the world. Over the centuries, this magisterium has known some particularly eminent teachers, whose teachings, extending beyond their milieu and time, have enlightened the whole church, and whose works, which survive them, constitute an inexhaustible treasure trove of doctrine. 1. We therefore note that some authors have received this title from they are called doctors because the church presents their doctrine as reliable, and therefore teachable to the faithful. Doctors are said to have been especially versed in this or that part of Christian doctrine, always in the strictest orthodoxy and adherence to Catholic truth. This is why, before declaring someone a doctor, the Church scrupulously examines his or her works and writings. For such a statement, theologians retain and demand three characteristics, which are like the proper notes of a doctor of the Church: an eminent doctrine, tu eminens doctrina, an insignificant sanctity of life, insignis vitae sanctitas, and the declaration issued by the Church, 3 Ecclesiae Declaratio. It should be noted that the Church officially recognizes as doctors only authentic saints declared as such by a decree of canonization, for although it carefully collects and makes abundant use of the writings of thousands of authors whose science has made a powerful contribution to advancing the truth, it nevertheless reserves doctor's halo for those who have illustrated their teaching by the sanctity of their lives. For those who, not content with possessing the truth, 1 Raphael Sinex op. Les Doctores de l'Église, Montpellier, Imprimerie de la Charité, 1964. Introduction. 2 The Dictionnaire de Théologie Catholique, T. Roman Fort, 2, Col. 1509 says, doctors of the church are those ecclesiastical writers who, not only because of their holy life and perfect orthodoxy, but also and above all because of their considerable knowledge and professional erudition, have been honored with this title by a solemn approbation of the Church. 330 doctors were proclaimed by the Church between 1295 and 1959. 4 For there are cases of authentic masters, such as Thomas A. Kempis and his Imitation Jesus Christ, the most widely read book by Catholics after Sacred Scripture, whose author was not elevated to the glory of the altars. Earth Salt No. 98, Autumn 2016, 68 Studes and Pass It On, began by living it. And she wants her doctors are models as well as teachers. 1. Some of the holy doctors are also honored with the title of church fathers. This is mainly because of their antiquity too. And some are even honored with the title of apostolic fathers for having been contemporaries of the apostles. 3. Can a woman be declared doctor of church? The teaching of the Holy Spirit is very clear on this point, and this is what the church has always followed, for I do not permit the woman to teach, says Saint Paul, nor to exercise authority over the man, but she must keep silent. For Adam was created first, and Eve afterwards, and it was not Adam who was seduced, but the woman who, being seduced, fell into transgression. 1 Tim 2:12-14. And again, let your wives keep silent in the assemblies, for they have no mission to speak, but let them be submissive, as the law also says. 1 Cor 14:34. Women instruct and teach, but according to a particular mode, as the Holy Spirit says by the mouth of Saint Paul, when he writes to Titus. 1 Raphael Sinex op. Les Doctores de l'Église, Montpellier, Imprimerie de la Charité, 1964. Introduction. 2 Following in the footsteps of Saint Vincent de Lérins before 450, in his Commentorium, the fathers of the church are defined as ecclesiastical writers of antiquity who led an exemplary life in faith and Catholic communion, who always taught and remained in the faith, who died faithful to Christ or even worthy to die for him. Commentorium N. 28. The Latin fathers include Saint Ambrose of Milan 397, Saint Augustine 430, Saint Jerome 420, Saint Gregory the Great 604. These 4 Latin fathers were declared doctors by Boniface Roman VIII in 1295, Tertullian 245, Saint Cyprian of Carthage 258, St. Hilary of Poitiers 367, St. Leo the Great 461, St. Gregory of Tours 594, Benin's Fortunate 600, St. Isidore of Seville 636, St. Bede the Venerable 735, etc. And among the Greek and Eastern Fathers, St. Athanasius 373, St. Basil the Great 379, St. Gregory of Nazianzus is 390, St. John Chrysostom 407. These four Greek fathers were declared doctors by St. Pius V in 1568, Clement of Alexandria 216, Origen 253 or 255, St. Cyril of Jerusalem 386, St. Ephrem 373, St. Gregory of Nyssa 394, St. Cyril of Alexandria 444, St. John Damascene 749, etc. N.B. Some Western fathers are Greek-speaking, such as St. Justin 165 or St. Irenaeus of Lyons 202. Editor's note 3. Among the apostolic fathers, there are such great ecclesiastical authors as St. Clement of Rome 101, St. Ignatius of Antioch 107, St. Polycarp of Smyrna 156, and so on. Gocterestheglise 69. In the same way, let older women show holy modesty in their nakedness. Let them not be backbearers, nor prone to excesses of wine, but be teachers one of goodness, able teach young women to love their husbands and children, to be restrained, chaste, occupied with domestic care, good, submissive each to her husband, so that the word of God may not be exposed to any blame. Titus 2:35. What's more, the church has always referred to the doctor's halo as a particular radiance of that of confessors too. In the most explicit magisterial document on the subject, De Servorum Dei Beatification, promulgated by Benedict Roman 14 in Rome in 1783, this point is directly addressed. The Pope explains how, among the doctors of the Church, there is no saint, however eminent in doctrine, who does not possess the halo of a confessor. In this text, Benedict Roman 14 makes special mention of St. Ignatius of Antioch, St. Irenaeus, and St. Cyprian, who are praised for their theological science and doctrinal writings, yet are not recognized as doctors because they do not have the halo of confessors but that of martyrs. On the basis of this reasoning, we can say that St. Teresa of Avila, St. Catherine of Siena, and St. Teresa of the Infant Jesus, for example, cannot be doctors because, although eminent for their theology and doctrinal writings, they do not have the halo of confessors but those of virgins. In the liturgy, the proper of doctors is an adaptation of the common of confessors, whether pontiffs or not. There is no adaptation of the common of virgins for doctors. In the litanies of Loreto, when the Orioles are mentioned, we do not say Regina Doctorum, but go straight for Regina Martyrum to Regina Doctorum, Regina Confessorum, then Regina Virginum. When the word seems appropriate to us, mistresses in Greek, kalidiscalis, word for word, who teach the good or mistresses of the good, i.e. good advisors. Editor's note. Translation into school language. All those who save themselves obtain a licensed diploma then to enter bliss. Some who have shown themselves to be eminent in their studies complete them with a doctorate, and some others have more than a bachelor's degree and less than a doctorate. This is the master's degree. To St. Thomas Supplement, Q. 96, I. 10 explains that in heaven there are three categories of halo or accidental reward corresponding to exceptional victories in the three struggles that threaten every man. Those who have conquered the world by enduring persecution to the death receive the halo of martyrs. Those who have conquered a devil by driving him from the hearts of others through teaching and preaching obtain the halo of doctors. And those who have conquered the flesh by abstaining altogether from carnal delectations enjoy the halo of virgins. Although a saint may have all the aureoles at the same time, St. Joseph, St. John the Baptist, etc. In its liturgy, the church assigns one in particular. Earth Salt No. 98, Autumn 2016 70 Studes. What then of St. Teresa of Avila? Let's consider the words of Pope St. Pius X, who, in a letter written on the occasion of the third centenary of the canonization of St. Thérèse d'Avila, clearly expresses feelings we should have towards her. The Pope quotes the bull of canonization. The Lord filled her with the spirit of intelligence and wisdom, as well as with the treasures of grace. She shone so brightly that her radiance, like a star in the firmament, shines forth in God's dwelling place for eternity. A little further on, in the same letter, St. Pius X recalls the testimony of his predecessor Gregory Roman 15, who declares that so great and effective was this woman in instructing Christians for their salvation that she seems to yield in few things, or even absolutely in nothing, to those glorious fathers and doctors of the church whose memory we have evoked one. And the Holy Pontiff concluded, Anyone who pondered these things will understand how right it is that all those who have written on such arduous questions have honored and followed Therese as a teacher magistrum, and, what if better, how right it is that the Church have taken the habit of bestowing on this Virgin the honors that belong to doctors, asking God in her public worship that we may be nourished by the food of her heavenly doctrine and taught by the feeling of her pious devotion to. This is what we're saying, Saint Therese is, and must be considered, a teacher, but being a saint with a halo as a virgin, she doesn't possess the crown of doctor in her own right, even though the Church attributes to her the equivalence of it on account of her great sanctity and the authority of her teaching. At first glance, it might appear that Saint Pius X has made it a doctor. On closer examination, we can see that this Pope, without in the least depreciating the doctrine and merits of Saint Teresa of Avila, recognizes her as equivalent to the honor of the holy doctors precisely because she is not a doctor of church and the holy pontiff has never declared her to be such. Even he has clearly shown great esteem and devotion toward her. One tantit in intamque utilis ad salutarum Christianorum eruditionum fuit hic femina, ut magnis iis ecclesi patrimus et doctorimus, quos memorabimus, aut non multum aut nihilum nino sedier vitater. Letter ex quo, March 7, 1914. See documents Pontific Auxdas, as St. Pi X, T. 2909-1914, Versailles, Publications du Courrier de Rome, 1993, pp. 558-559. Tu hic omnia qui reputare intelligit quam rect quat quat de rebus scriptura tam arduis their sim uti magistram colurent et secudiscent, et quad meus est, quam just ecclesia huic virgini honors qui doctorum sunt, de ferro consuverit, comprecens publico ridudium ut caelesis eis doctrini pabulo nutriamur et pia devotionis erudiamur effectu. Ibid. p. 564.